Welcome to Slug Magazine's podcast, Slug Soundwaves. We're back this week with another episode of Soundwaves Reviews, where we give our listeners an audible edition of an online music review, read by the author themselves.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. My name is CJ, and I'm a contributing writer for Slug. So I wrote this review about Another Flower by Bonneville. It's the debut album, and not necessarily something I'm very into genre-wise, but it was, it was an experience, and I thought it was a really cool debut album. Say it's definitely not emo, but it's that kind of slowish kind of it is kind of emo, I guess, but that kind of slow emo kind of thing, but it's folky, when I first came here, I went to Kilby Core. That was the first thing I did musically when I came here, and I just went and saw Whatever, and it was basically a proto version of whatever this album is genre wise. And I didn't realize it was such a big thing out here. That's kind of what I took away from this album, was this is kind of Utah core, you know what I'm saying? So I only say Utah core because I've just heard it here, and really only here, you know what I mean? Because it's an interesting phenomena, I guess. Shimmering reflections and slow dancing with the lights off. A well-timed breeze on a hot summer night when your AC is out. Listening through Bonneville's commendable debut release, Another Flower, is comparable to no less than the epitome of hazy summer nights spent with friends. It does a wonderful job of forcing the listener to reminisce on the memories that often come with them. The band's sound can be likened to a kind of Elliott Smith-ish vibe with their own Kilby Core twist. A slow and emotionally charged ride through twinkling guitar riffs and shoegazy ambient sections. Much like many of their Utah-based contemporaries, Bonneville's use of sped-down alternative rock tropes combined with their own unique musical quirks mix quite nicely into a thought-provoking experience while the more ambient sections of the album. Songs like Groves and Chrysanthemum simultaneously provide the listener with a safe space to relax and unwind. Full disclosure, my first time listening through the album, I anticipated a kind of sonic flow from song to song that would go beyond lyrical storytelling. While I couldn't really pick up a drastic change of movement from song to song, the placement of each track just felt right. The ambient breaks that sit between every couple songs really solidify the album's thematic objective as a pleasantly lightheaded hangout with good friends. If I had to name a favorite track, I'd probably end up going with Flora. While it's not the most complex or developed song on the album, it feels unique and separate from the rest of the tracks in terms of where it takes your mind. While that separateness isn't typically something that sounds like a plus in terms of how an album comes together, Bonneville managed to pull it off. Somehow the oneness of Flora enhances the overall unity of the rest of the tracks. If you enjoy Elliott Smith or frequent Kilby Core, definitely swing by Bonneville's Instagram at band_Bonneville. And their Bandcamp to give them their flowers, no pun intended. They certainly deserve them. This episode was written and read by me, CJ Hank. It was produced and edited by Mary Culbertson and Nate McQuivy. Coordinated by William Hughes and promoted by the Slug Mag editorial staff.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.